Take a look at this image here, friends. Do you see what I see? If you thought that the real ID was bad, wait until you hear about Smart Identity from the same company, IDEMIA, who issues the driver's licenses and the real IDs in every state in the United States. I'm going to be sharing that with you in this video and how they are making us beg for this kind of ID. Friends, before we go any further, I want to back up a little bit and talk about the way that we have been programmed to accept this. Have you noticed that everywhere you look, the media is blasting headlines about data breaches? So I have titled this Massive Data Breaches. Are they just a decoy? How you are being manipulated into accepting digital IDs. Now, we've been speaking about this, talking about the real ID, and today is actually May 7th, 2025, and we're already being told that yes, you can fly without that real ID. And I have been covering this over the last several days, last several videos, so you can find out how to turn in your real ID if your state still has regular driver's licenses. In Florida, they do not, unfortunately. They only have the real ID. But I wanted to also alert you to these headlines that could be stirring up fear so that we will become more accepting and willing of doing these digital IDs. Let me know if you think these headlines are being overblown. Let me know if you have been the victim of any kind of fraud. I just had one of my business cards canceled for the third time because this time somebody was trying to make a purchase in Baghdad, and I'm not buying anything in Baghdad. How about you? Now, friends, I have noticed that these headlines are popping up all over the place. This was the latest frame grab that I did, and we heard about Goodwill and Sonrisa's dental health. Imagine 360 Data. That has a class action suit that was just settled. And I found out that there are tons of these data breaches in medical services, in insurance companies, in hospitals. And, you know, I'm sure that some of these events are likely authentic, but could some of them be trumped up to feed into the narrative of moving us closer to digital IDs? And remember, I've got a whole playlist for you that I will link at the end of this video. But talking about the digital IDs and the real IDs put me in mind to consider these frequent stories that are pushed in the media about personal data being stolen. Now, for me, I just got an alert on my phone and in my email saying that there was a suspicious charge. In fact, there were several suspicious charges. So I have a fraud alert on that business card and everything got frozen because I ain't paying anybody in Baghdad, Iraq. So more and more people are getting frustrated about this, and they are becoming more willing and, dare I say, more eager to get these types of digital identities. Now, I clicked through at the Department of Health and Human Services. Yes, that is the department that Bob is heading up. And this is just a tiny snapshot of thousands of cases. I counted over 50 data breaches just in the last month alone. And that included over 5 million individuals affected. So these are just a few that I grabbed right off the top. Arizona Arthritis and Rheumatology Associates in Arizona, Sonrisa's, I just showed you that, Dental Health in California, Family Christian Health Center in Illinois, Maximus in Virginia, Carleton County Public Health and Human Services in Minnesota, Prestonwood Baptist Church. It goes on and on and on and on. And I saw one that had over 4,700,000, I think it was, individuals that were affected. Now, this can really make you worried that others are getting your information, but it seems so strange to me in this day and age of AI and all the computer security, how can these data breaches be so frequent and so expansive, so far-reaching. Here on the California Blue Shield website, this just came out April 9th of this year, Blue Shield of California has begun notifying certain members of a potential data breach that may have included elements of their protected health information. Now, I know that's going to cause people some concern, but what are they going to be doing with that? And who took it? And we don't even get this information, the details. All it says is Blue Shield is unable to confirm whether any particular member's specific information was affected, but out of an abundance of caution, remember that phrase back in the hog washing, they are sending a notice to all members. And then they want you to go and purchase some kind of, you know, LifeLock security shield so that your information can't be stolen. You're telling me that Blue Shield of California does not have a robust security system in place for its data? Here's another one. Gilead Sciences reported a data breach. This is in California. Of 12,224. That's not that many people compared to some of the others. And this was about an inadvertent mailing that included social security numbers. So yes, this can definitely strike fear with some people saying, I don't want my data being leaked. Now, I suppose you could say that these companies and the employees are so inept and their data security system so flimsy that these links are authentic and they're not trumped up to make us, the regular everyday folk, afraid of our personal data information getting out there. No, of course not. The media and major corporations would never want to influence our behavior, and certainly not in such a way that would help us build our own digital prison. And certainly these nonstop data breaches are probably because of human error. You know, those dumb humans can't be trusted to do anything right. So the solution is bring on the AI. Robots are certainly far superior to we silly humans when it comes to things like data and security. It's not too far of a stretch to consider that in order to access your online bank account, your medical records, or your email, you know how you have to prove that I am not a robot. Well, it gets worse. Worst is worse than worse. I'm not talking about clicking on boxes with motorcycles in it. Let me know what you think about these, where you have to verify that you are not a robot, verify that you are human. Why don't the robots verify that they're not human? I would prefer that. So let me ask you this. Which boxes do you click on? It says select all squares with motorcycles. Well, how about this one here? It's got the motorcycle handles. This has the tire. This has most of the tire. Do I click on this one that has a little part of the tire? Do I click on the shadow of the motorcycle? Do I click on the motorcycle rider? Inquiring minds want to know. These captchas drive me bonkers. How about this one? Select all squares with motorcycles. And then you skip it if there are none. I do not see a motorcycle there. And what about this? Select all squares with traffic lights. Well, I would click in this upper left corner and below it, but am I supposed to click with that arm that's holding the traffic light up, that light pole? I don't know. Now, I was told that it's not so much which boxes you check, but if you are selecting the boxes as most humans would do. I guess they have some kind of algorithm that determines who clicks on what, and also the speed in which you do it, because apparently the robots can do it far faster than we silly humans. So imagine all these little hoops, and not so little hoops, that we have to jump through. They are so bizarre, so intrusive, so unnecessary, and probably so irritating that people will beg to do an iris scan or biometric facial reading just to get to the darn website and the info that they are seeking. And that, my friends, is just another example of how we are being quickly ushered into our digital prison. So imagine now you're trying to pay your bill online. You don't have to click on the motorcycles or the traffic light, but you have to smile for the camera, you know, for safety and security and all of that. But now for some reason, there's a glitch and you are not being recognized as you. No soup for you, as they said on the old Seinfeld show. No access and no human to sort it out for you. Yes, welcome to the world of superior intelligence. Computers that cannot think, and they can't, friends, they are not human, and they cannot reason, And they cannot even really solve your problem. If you've ever been shouting into your phone, agent, agent, speak to an agent, customer service, speak to a representative, you know what I'm talking about. What I think is that they should go back like Noble Gold Investments, and you have an individual who helps you online in the United States who speaks English clearly and perfectly. So wouldn't it be weird if these banks, the cell phone companies, your medical provider, health insurance companies, and all these other online services purposely made their customer service so onerous, so irritating, and so inaccessible, and there were so many data breaches that you would practically be begging for more advanced technology to improve things? That, my friend, is called problem reaction solution, the Hegelian dialect. And the problem: data breaches, stolen information, difficulty in verifying your identity. The reaction to this problem is you are frustrated, you're irritated with the long hold times to talk to a human, these onerous and irritating interactions that you have to go through just to try to get an issue resolved. The solution: more AI, faster verification, more security, more safety, as we're told. Well, in a previous video, I exposed this company called Idemia. Some of you said, Peggy, if you spell that backwards, it looks like AI media. We could extrapolate that to say AI media. It's a strange name any way you look at it. And this is the French company that issues the driver's licenses basically in every state. And this is the company that is behind the Real ID and the TSA PreCheck. Well, they have solutions. They have solutions as well. They have something called a smart identity. This is different than your smart, than your Real ID. This is a smart identity. And it's something called IDQR. That makes me think of, I don't know, IDQR. It's a laser engraved QR code embedded into polycarbonate identity documents. And here you have it. You know that this is on your passport, if you have one, probably on the back of your driver's license. And it says, well, in fact, let me play this video for you and we'll take a look together. Like them apples, friends. Let's break this down a little bit, shall we? So they've got a Gen Z or a Gen Alpha. So they've got a young person, because people like you and me are not going to want to do this. At least that's how I sees it. What say you? So they've got a young person and there's their QR code and their image and all of their biometrics, most likely their residential address, perhaps even their medical status, and who knows what else, if they are up to date on their taxes and other things. And they've got this QR code. What I think it's so interesting is she's so nonchalant about it, not concerned. And see how you can't smile? You have to have your face look like that. That's what happened when I went to go get my passport. And see, there are all of those little whatever biometric readers. And notice how you have to take a selfie. So this is what we have been indoctrinated into all of this time, the front-facing cameras, becoming comfortable with taking a picture of yourself. And we are told that it is fraud-proof. Somehow no one can take our identity. And I mean, is that, I know, I'm sure it happens, but I'm not willing to give up my freedom just because I'm concerned someone's going to take my identity. Now, I want you to really look at this picture. Do you see what I see? Yes, right there on the forehead. For my Bible reading followers, you'll know that this corresponds to the mark of the beast, where you had to have a mark in order to buy or sell. Yes, friends, that is what we are talking about. They kind of hide that in here, don't they? Let's continue reading here and the facial scans. I also thought it was very, very interesting, right? Smart identity. Let's go back to the beginning again. It says that it is a simple identity verification and authentication for everyone with a high level of trust, just a high level of trust. It's not completely bulletproof. It's just a high level of trust. So that's what we've got going here with this IDEMIA. I believe that all of these data breaches, of all of the difficulty of getting through to customer service, of having to authenticate yourself, of having to remember all the passwords, that this is where we are going. This is the direction that we are heading in. Do not smile. It also says that it can track. You notice that these pictures don't look identical. Apparently, it can track your identity for any changes as you age, or maybe you have to update it frequently. As for me, I'm going to hold out as long as I can. You see, when others zig, I zag. That means that I buck the trend. Instead of more passwords and false security and AI assistance, I would rather have a regular human being at the other end of the line, landline, I wish, helping me with what I need, politely and patiently, authentically, like a human. But instead, I get, listen carefully, our menu has changed. And due to high call volume, your wait time will be longer than usual. Right. Why don't you just hire more people? Humans who can speak clearly in English, please. Now, my question is, will Trump's tariff tax bring back good old-fashioned American customer service? That would be amazing, with no more outsourcing to these countries where it's difficult to understand. Hey, I speak foreign languages with an accent, so no harm there, but you've got to be able to speak English clearly when you're trying to help people speaking English. So that's something that I can applaud. Now, I want to hear from you. Do you think that more and more people are pushing back against this? I'm standing up. I've given you how-tos in my previous videos. You can go to refusereal.org. You can get more information there. You can click through to get handouts to pass to others. We need to educate others. We need to take action that we are able to, and we need to push back in every way possible. Let me know in a comment below what you are doing to stand up against this digital tyranny so that we are not building the digital prisons ourselves. Thank you for being on board, everybody. Please share this video. The information needs to get out. I believe this is right around the corner and we need to push back. I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast, always over at peggyhall.substack.com. That's where you will get this written handout with all of the information, and you can share that with others as well. Thanks for being on board, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.